song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. Let me just say that this will probably be the next to last day. The next to last day. In fact, it might be the last day. We've got the hot dog contest Friday. But today will probably be the next to last day that we will not be talking football on this show at some point every day. Until, what, the Super Bowl?
I hope it's like 3 weeks after the Super Bowl.
Because that's what's going to be going on. Our Big 12 preview begins tomorrow, 12 in 12. That's right, 12 schools, 12 days. Our preview begins tomorrow. Let's start right with the most intriguing team that, at least that's what everybody's telling us, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Oklahoma State. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, Mike Gundy. Everybody has them as their Cinderella this year. I don't see it. You kind of got to come out of nowhere to beat Oklahoma and Texas. A lot of people, it was Texas Tech last year, and Texas Tech did get a big win over Texas. So I guess maybe that's what people are looking like or at, that Oklahoma State might be able to beat one of the big two in the South this year.
I think people are looking at that, but people are looking at all the money that was poured in this program and it finally paying off.
Money doesn't buy players.
You know, it's interesting because the first game out of the chute, we'll see how good they are because Georgia comes knocking on that door.
Well, they get tested right out of the gate, and they win, and they're going to be everybody's darling. They lose, and that's going to take a lot of air out of their sails, whether that's right or not. But that starts tomorrow. Today on the program, we're going to catch up with Brent Heinrichs. He's the Axtell basketball coach, and he also was one of the coaches on the Going Vertical squad that won Mr. Basketball. Going to talk to him, going to ask him what this will do for the kids that played on the team, maybe as they move into their high school junior and senior seasons, and the benefit of playing in these tournaments, especially if you get a little confidence, you win. Maybe you get a couple more looks from some college scouts, whether it's NAIA or whether it's big boy basketball at the Division I level, which I doubt there is a whole lot at this tournament that way. But we'll talk with him. And also Stu Pospisil is going to join us in the second half of the show today. There is a lot of golf going on this time of the year, obviously. But Kearney is hosting two events this week, the Nebraska Women's Match Play. And Stu will be in town for that today and tomorrow. The Nebraska Women's Match Play is going on. And then you've got the qualifier for the Nebraska Men's Stroke Play, again, at Meadowlark Hills. They seem to keep having it at the same place, which I find interesting. And we'll talk about that, but I guess that speaks a little bit to the quality of golf there in Kearney. Then you see the weekend tournaments that everybody seems to go to in Grand Island, whether it's at Riverside or Jackrabbit, and all the events, the public course that Indian Head is hosting. And then you look at Hastings. Are they being left off a little bit? You mean, Lachlan is always viewed as one of the top country clubs. And then you've got Southern Hills and you've got the Elks. And you just, I guess you don't, you know, a lot of events, a lot of scrambles and things like that. But why such the migration? And will this new course ever be developed south of town again? Wasn't that supposed to be a quarter of the way done by now?
Oh, no, it's supposed to be done. They're playing it in 3 weeks.
Well, but we'll talk with Stu about golf, and then we'll talk about some of the other things that have happened over the summer, some all-star games, some coaching changes, because probably going to be not a whole lot of high school talk outside of the Shrine Bowl coming up here in a couple of weeks. Because there's that, and there's going to be area baseball tournaments starting in a little bit, so we'll talk with him. And speaking of area baseball, hey, congratulations to Kearney Post 52 and Kearney Runza, both winning Cornhusker League championships last night. Post 52 made Lincoln drive all the way out here, and they only played five innings. I will say this.
They got home earlier.
Yeah, well, you know, that eight-run rule, that's all fine and dandy. But you know what? It's kind of like state. If you're playing your championship game, you cannot end the game after five innings. You just can't. You got to go the distance. And if you want to make a 15 or a 20-run rule or something, that's something in case something really wacky happened. But eight runs, you know, I know that's the way you play leagues and doubleheaders and things like that, but it wasn't like it was 17-1 last night. It was 10-2. It was right on the border, 10-2. Five innings, it's a championship game. Would have liked to seen that play to its entirety. And then in the senior game, I mean, because what happened in the senior game last night? A huge fifth inning for Carney Runza. They were behind. They end up winning 10-5 in that ball game. I believe seven runs or something like that in the fifth. You know, who knows? That's why you play. I mean, it's a championship. So congratulations, and there's nothing to be taken away because I think Carney wins it anyway. But come on.
It is a title.
Five innings. This isn't peewee ball. Let's play. Let's play baseball. A regular season where you're playing all the time, I understand. But, you know, this is your championship. Treat it like one.
Fair enough. Well, Doug, and you know the answer to this. How far area tournaments begin when?
For some, as early as next Wednesday, the 15th.
Is that earlier this year?
No, it's not.
No.
It always seems early. But, again, remember, your Class A's aren't going to get going for the most part till the following week. And, again, the way the calendar sets, how it rolls into August. But these Class C districts that end up having more than eight teams, any regions, any areas that have more than eight teams, you got to get started early because there's a lot of games to be played in your area tournament, a lot of those playback elimination games, why you never want to end up in the loser's bracket because – you just don't have the pitching to win six games in the loser's bracket and come all the way back. So a lot of area tournaments. A lot of them, of course, we'll be keeping you up to date on and taking you into state, which, of course, Kearney is hosting the juniors in Class A and a variety of others. We'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to what's going on. But, again, Brent Heinrichs, Stu Pospisil will join us on the show today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way, a chance to win a $25 gift card. Also, we're going to be giving away and telling you a little bit more about it today. We're going to be qualifying folks, if you're interested, for the golf tournament next Monday, which is going on at Meadowlark Hills, which will benefit Kids and Dreams. It's called Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams for the Nebraska Children's Home Society. And ESPN Radio is sponsoring a team, but they're sponsoring your team. You and three of your buddies,
you don't have
three
to pay.
Of your friends, we've got it all covered. It's next Monday, beautiful Meadowlark Hills, 10 a.m. shotgun start, and you can still get in for the Nebraska's Children's Home, Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. The four-person scramble, it includes lunch, dinner, cart, gift bags, the prizes, the whole nine yards, and actually very reasonable at just $280 per team. With the benefits going to the Nebraska Children's Home Society, you can contact Meadowlark Hills for more information, or you can contact Aaron Bly, area code 308-830-0225, 830-0225. And I know it's Monday, and not everybody can get Monday at 10 a.m. You know what? Seniors, I'm talking to you. This is a great opportunity. You're going to be playing on Mondays anyway. This is an opportunity to help out the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Get your buddies together. You got the guys that are going out on Monday mornings at 8 o'clock or 7:30. Well, just go ahead and get in. Go ahead and get in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Help this crew out. They're doing something good for the area.
Well, maybe our friend Danny May, speaking of seniors. We'd love to be a part of it.
Our friend?
Okay, my friend. Hey, let's qualify somebody.
I got an idea. I got an idea. But I like your idea. Now, again, you are going to get qualified, and then you put your four-person team together. We're not going to pick four people and shove you together and send you out there.
No.
Because, I mean, that'd be like me having to spend extra time with Tony. I mean, it's just not worth it. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a lot of folks qualified, and then we're going to draw tomorrow the winner to get in the Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. And right now, 888-455-ESPN. Let's get a couple people qualified. 888-455-ESPN. This is going to be about as easy as it is. Merritt and Derek are going to take care of the phone lines. The first couple of folks that call in, we're going to get your name, your contact number.
Folks, if we pick you out, you can't say, oh, I forgot. No, don't call now if you can do.
Yeah, exactly. Next Monday, we're trying to help you out. You get to be the ESPN team. Probably go out and dominate next Monday. 888-455-ESPN. Derek's going to get a couple of people registered right here as we get into the rest of the day's sports on the Doug and Daddy Show. And where do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with the third victory in a row.
I love it. Kansas City Royals pick up the victory. Mike Jacobs gets the solo home run in the ninth after it looked like the Royals were going to let it get away in the eighth.
He just clobbered that ball.
Yeah, that was funny. It's just a bomb. Willie Bloomquist, he drove in the other three. He had a home run in the sixth, two-run triple in the eighth, and then Jacobs gets the go-ahead home run.
A double stolen from him. Oh, it's a bad call. So, and he probably lucky didn't. You know, he jumps up and, you know, argues a call. Probably would have been, you know, could have had an opportunity to be thrown out of the ball game. Stays in the ball game, comes back with that triple that the Royals needed to score and played it two in the eighth.
Yeah, thank goodness. So the Royals win the game, third in a row. They play again tonight in Detroit at 6:05. The Royals, you know, they're just picking up people. They're trading. They're whirling. They're getting crazy. They have picked up from the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, went out and got a winner there, didn't we?
Oh, boy, look at that. The Cubs have traded Ryan Friel to the Royals, who actually started the year in Baltimore. Ryan's got to feel like, well, why the hell don't you just send me to Pittsburgh and then, you know, who's the worst team out there? Send me to the Nationals, and then I can just retire. Because he goes from Baltimore to the Cubs, hardly played, injured, batting 140. And the Royals actually getting some cash. Royals actually getting some cash to take this guy off the Cubs' hands. Well, had you ever heard of Ryan Friel? 33-year-old Ryan Friel?
No, but they activate John Buck off the DL. He comes back, so they option down Tug Hewlett, who was 1-for-14. So I guess we just add more pop to the lineup.
And I guess it's finally done the Ricketts family. TD Ameritrade, based in Omaha, in Nebraska. They are going to finally get the Cubs, I guess. The story quotes anonymous sources stating the two sides finalized an agreement over the weekend and sent the contract to Major League Baseball. Story also quoting a source stating the sales price is close to the $900 million bid that the Ricketts family tendered earlier this year.
Well, I guess so much for the tough economy. You go out and buy yourself a baseball team.
All right. Hey, we had no problem getting some folks qualified for our golf tournament coming up next Monday, Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. Billy in Hastings, John in Gothenburg, and Jason in Hastings have all qualified. We're going to give you more chances to qualify so you can get your foursome in for this golf tournament next Monday because we want you in. And again, folks, don't hesitate to contact Metal Arc Hills or the number we gave you for Aaron, and we'll run that again. To get in, especially if we don't get you in and you don't win the contest. One more note on American Legion Baseball, Daddy, before we get away from the baseball talk. Cornhusker League championship games last night, the Cornhusker League All-Star game tonight, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island all have players at Ryder Park tonight, the East versus the West at 7 o'clock. Also, Holdridge is at Hastings 5 points in a doubleheader, and you can hear it on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS, first pitch at 5:30. Kearney 5 points and Little Caesars will be hosting Aurora tonight as their season is winding down, and you can hear the senior game, Aurora at Kearney Little Caesars, 8 o'clock on Power 99 FM this evening, Power 99 FM.
Doug, just a thought on one more thought on that Ricketts deal and buying the Cubs. Rumor is they get half the stadium that they will own. Now, I really got to wonder, and maybe people out there think the Wrigley Field's the greatest ballpark, and that's fine. That's your personal opinion. It's not my favorite out there. I think there's newer, better places to watch baseball. Nonetheless, say the history, say the aura, say what you want about it. It's not like you just go across the street and build where they're at. How much longer will Wrigley Field be a playable ballpark? It's been there a hell of a long time. I mean, it's just been there a long time. And you got to think that they're going to, try and do something, whether it's renovation, which I think you would start with a bulldozer and then start over. But I have something interesting for $900 million, what will have to be done down the road. And I'm not talking down the road in 20 years.
Hey, here's what could happen. They take out Wrigley Field. They build right back on the place. Well, how can we do that? Make the Cubs play at, it's not Comiskey anymore, but play at the White Sox Park so that there's a home game in Chicago every day of the baseball season. Make the Cubs play at the White Sox Park while they build a new Wrigley. That'd be great.
That would
be great. Ozzie and Lou could hang notes for each other in the manager's office. It'd be great.
They may do that.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to catch up with Axtell coach Brent Heinrichs, talk a little Mr. Basketball, and not so much exactly about the tournament, but what it does, because we talk about this all the time. What does it do for the development of the kids that played? We're going to talk about that and a lot more. Stu Pospisil in the second half, a little golf. We'll update you on the Nebraska Women's Golf Association's match play going on at the Kearney Country Club. Stay with us.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Change. That seems to be the theme at this time of our history. Change can be good. Is it possible you've outgrown your current financial advisor? That growth could lead you to a bank with a history of excellence in our agricultural society. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, 125 years of serving Nebraska rural and urban businesses. First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, Eustace, and Imperial, member FDIC.
You can count on us, First Bank and Trust.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney invites you to shop the top this weekend during summer sidewalk sales. Whether you're wanting to add to your new summer look or needing to get a head start on back-to-school shopping, you'll find everything you want, all from the stores you love. Save big this weekend throughout the mall on summer tees and shorts, shoes for the family, and so much more. That's all this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, only at Hilltop Mall in Kearney, celebrating 25 years of summer fun.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
The first ever ESPN Radio Superstation Golf Challenge is coming August 14th and 15th at Indian Head. You can play either day, $60 a player, prizes in the top three places, top two prizes, cash or gift cards. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for details and to download an entry form. Sign up early for shirt size preferences, best date, and tee time selection. Brought to you by Bud Light, Roy's Grand Island Dodge, and ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
I should have yelled, too.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with some isolated storms possible. Otherwise, look for high around 90 with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, some isolated storms are possible with a low around 66. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. I know this is just a precursor to the Michael Jackson Memorial Service, which gets underway at noon Central Time, wall-to-wall on all the television networks. So if you're not into that, then you're right here on ESPN Radio. Mike and Mike this morning, 80s Day. 80s Day, and a lot, you know, Michael Jackson, 80s and into the 90s. 80s Day, and I don't have all the info in front of me, but in the 80s, what were you, second grader?
I was, yeah, right in that area.
Well, you graduated in 92, so... You were your sports moment.
I started the 80s in first grade.
They talked all about, you know, best athletes, memorable games, and, of course, the hockey. U.S. hockey won most of it. A lot of it was Celtics-Lakers for the best rivalry. They went to tennis, to Navratilova and Everett. You know, Borg, McEnroe, Connors, I would have thought was in there. Football, you know, they were talking about how there were more dominant teams maybe in the 80s. And, of course, the 83 76ers, maybe the best basketball team of our era for 1 year. For 1 year.
Dr. J.
Yeah, Dr. J, Moses Malone, Mike Bibby.
What? Oh, really?
Basketball, though. Basketball is what's been going on. It's going on in Kearney this week with the Miss Basketball. Last week it was Mr. Basketball. And as we said, kind of a rarity, a Nebraska team comes away with the championship. The Going Vertical team goes undefeated in this tournament, and they defeated the Wisconsin Blizzard Sunday night 53-50. And obviously due to the excellent coaching job of Dave Morachik and our next guest, Brent Heinrichs, who joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Hey, congratulations. Did you expect this kind of a run when you guys got going on Thursday?
No, I really didn't. You know, we went 2-2 last weekend up to Sioux Falls, same team, and Coach Morachik and I were driving home, and, you know, we almost felt fortunate we went 2-2 and say, well, I hope we win a couple of games next week. But the kids really responded. They came together. They played with great chemistry. And it just kind of was our deal. I'm not saying we were the best team there, but we trailed by 10 or more points in all four of our last four games, but we're able to come out on top. So it was a fun run, and kids did a great job.
Brent, I know that Doug wants to talk about how much you think and you feel that kids can develop playing games like this and tournaments like this across the summer. I want to single out a player for you, Nick Robinson, who you and I both think could be a special player for you this upcoming season. What does he get out of the tournament like this, playing with somebody like West, with Foxhoven?
Well, I mean, it's just a great experience for him because, you know, he's playing against good players. He's playing against good players that can defend well, you know, and then some things that come easy maybe once in a while don't come as easy, and he's got to learn what he can, what he can't do, and play into his strengths, you know, and he's not always just going to be able to turn around and shoot over somebody who might get his shot blocked here. And he did a nice job this weekend of kind of adjusting his game and playing his strengths. And playing with a kid like Foxhoven was, you know, that's a great experience for him. That kid is a good player. He's going to be playing college someplace next year. He was at my house from Wednesday till Sunday. Stay down here, and I pondered for 5 days. If I was a smart guy, I could have figured out how to get him to Axtell, but I couldn't come up with anything.
Brent Heinrichs joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brent, I guess, kind of just piggybacking a little bit of what Daddy said there, he mentioned about it. You've been around this long enough now where your decent players feel that they need to be very involved in the summer, let alone your very good players on an individual high school team. How much are these kids getting out of summer tournaments? And I suppose if you're playing twice as opposed to six or as opposed to 10, you know, tournaments or weekends, it might vary. What's the comfortable number, and are you seeing kids get things out of this?
You know, I don't know what the actual number is. You know, I talked with Turner Fahey's dad at the tournament the other day. We played them in a semifinal round, and we're lucky to beat them there by one, but he said, Turner, this was his, when they played us Sunday afternoon, that was his 26th game of that week. And, I mean, that's a lot of basketball. But I guess in Axtell this year, we actually in our open gyms, we're not allowing any scrimmages this year. We're working on a jump rope routine, and we're working on shooting. We had a shooting guy come in for a couple days, and, you know, we want to improve our shooting. So we're still doing our scrimmages within our leagues and our one-day tournaments, but our top guys are probably playing 40 games through the summer, and the rest of the open gyms are dedicated to shooting and working on their quickness a little bit. But, you know, Turner Fahey is a heck of a player, and I was watching him the other day, and, you know, whatever he's doing, it's working because he's really turned into a heck of a little player.
I guess you can feel like that's going to save you some money this upcoming season on rims, getting that shooting guy in there.
Well, we're trying to do what we can. We looked at things we do good and things that maybe we need to work on, and, you know, we're working on those. So we'll see what happens. But
we laugh because we care. You know that, Brad.
I know, buddy. I know. You guys are great.
What do you think, Tony? Are they actually practicing on making three-pointers, or are they practicing on shooting more twos? I mean.
Well, we'll have to see this upcoming season. Brent, I know that your feelings are, hey, you don't care what kids play as long as they're involved in something and active out there. I guess when you break down the summer routine you'd like to see, and I know baseball is a part of the summer, and I don't think you're against baseball in any way, how much basketball is there that's a suitable amount?
Well, I mean, I would say you need to come to – you know, a couple hours a week where the shooting, where you're working on your skills, and then at least, you know, probably a couple games a week. If you can get them both in one night, all the better. But, you know, it is tough because there's baseball, there's work, and it probably really shouldn't be like this, where there's so much expected of players in the off season in the summer. The football coach wants them for football. We want them for basketball. You know, the folks would like them probably to work or do something around the house a little bit. Baseball, but, you know, the good teams, for lack of better words, do it. And if you want to stay competitive, you have to.
Brent Heinrichs joins us here, Axtell basketball coach, to kind of recap on Mr. Basketball, which their team won on Sunday. Brent, a very confused look over Tony's face. Could you define the word work to him?
Oh, God.
Define what, Doug?
Define the word work.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, when you guys were growing up, we worked around the farm, we worked here, there, and it's tough to get that anymore. You know, there's just so much going on, and everybody expects so much of these kids, and you know, they do a great job, but it's tough to slip in some time to get something done. Like, things have changed, you know, and times have changed, and I'm not sure it's for the better, but, you know, we've got to keep expecting a lot and doing a lot if we want to remain competitive.
Brent, you guys had a great run this past weekend. Talk about Mr. Basketball. You've been around it. You've been in it a few times. Obviously, now you've won it. It didn't look like there was as many teams that traveled from a far distance this much, and I'm not saying that diluted or increased the amount of talent that was there this weekend. I was just asking you maybe what you thought and maybe your thoughts on how the tournament has changed the last few years.
Well, it's still a good tournament, and you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of good players there yet, and we played three teams from Colorado, a team from Wyoming, a team from Oklahoma, a team from South Dakota, a team from Grand Islands area, and then in the finals we played a team from Wisconsin. So we got to see. I know there wasn't a Florida and some of that other stuff, but we got to see a lot of good players. And then, for example, the team that we beat in the finals beat us last weekend in Sioux Falls by, I think, 24 points. So we played a lot better, and they didn't shoot as well. But there's still some very good players and some good teams. And, you know, like I told you before, I'm not sure we were the best team, but we were just fortunate enough to win. It's kind of a Cinderella fashion this weekend.
Brent, when you played so many states, was there a glaring difference in the style of basketball out there that you maybe saw?
You know what? Not really. A lot of them tried to get up and down the court pretty good, much like we do. And you know, it was a lot of the same kind of basketball. You know, we've seen some zones, we've seen some man, but teams tried to mix it up. But you know, it was a lot of the same kind of basketball we like to play around here.
Is this it for you guys, Brent, or do you have a little more play with this team?
No, that's it. It's kind of, you know, it's strange that we're only together for, you know, a good 2 weeks, and we really developed a nice friendships. The kids did. We're doing things together and a nice chemistry, and it was almost tough to say goodbye when it was done. It's kind of unique that a team that was only together for a couple weeks became so close, but we did, and it was almost tough to say goodbye to those guys, but nice to play with a Ravenna kid instead of being on the other side all the time.
Well, congratulations to you and Coach Maracek and the kids for having a great weekend. And, again, it'll be basketball season probably before we know it. Brent, thanks for giving us some time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thanks a lot, you guys. And we'll keep working on if we need some rims, Daddy, come down and help put some new ones up. They're getting a little wore.
No doubt. You know I'm there.
All right, buddy.
Brent Heinrichs joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the Axtell basketball coach and was coaching along with Dave Maracek, the Going Vertical team, this weekend at Mr. Basketball. Doug Koster will be back in studio tomorrow with a little more recap on the boys, and then we get into the girls, Miss Basketball. We will be up there on Thursday with the show live at the Miss Basketball Tournament. Friday, the hot dog eating contest, folks. don't want to pressure you here, but if you want to get in, we're kind of down to about the last 24 hours. By the time the show's over tomorrow, we need it all taken care of. If you would like to be in the 4th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, we could use a couple of more folks. We've got a couple of people out there talking a lot of trash, and we'd like you to come in and maybe shut them up a little bit. All you have to do is fire us off an email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We would love to have you in the hot dog eating contest from 11 to 1 this Friday at the beautiful Hilltop Mall. They've got their sidewalk sales going on. We're going to be inside in the air conditioning. We provide the Troutman's hot dogs, all the condiments, the buns, the water, you know, whatever it takes to get you through our 30-minute session of just eating some hot dogs and see who can sustain and see if Pug Bertrand can make it a three-peat.
And I guess I guess if you're sitting there at work and you're going, I always forget to email when I get home, call us during the show, 1-888-455-3776. Let us know if you want to be in the hot dog eating contest. You do it that way as well.
Yeah, call us right now because we're going to take a break and talk with Stu Pospisil, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and more coming up.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
I've been told that cavemen started using tools 2.5 million years ago. We got better and better at it until Henry Ford made the car and the Wright brothers built airplanes. We even built robots and went to the moon. Then we got cut out of the equation when a robot built another robot that vacuums my living room. And I forgot how to do anything. And now I'm that guy. Which means, according to anthropologists, I'm not even a caveman. I am a tool. Because I'm that guy, I think Fuel Injector is the newest action flick. And I think I'm plenty self-sufficient because I can write a check. Last month I wrote a check for $60 to get someone to fill up my washer fluid, put air in my tires, and laugh behind my back. Pretty good deal, huh? You know what? I'm tired of being that guy. I want to know what the stuff under my hood is called so I can stop saying, you know, the thing attached to the thing. I want to get grease on my hands, dang it. And eating french fries doesn't count.
You know you don't have to be that guy, son. You can start by putting a little STP in your tank. STP. Don't be that guy.
Another exciting summer of Royals baseball is right here.
David corks one into right field. He got a lot of that one, and it is gone. A home run for David DeJesus. Pitch to Olivo. Belted into left center field once again. It's a long one. It is off the wall. Here comes Kiaspo around third. Olivo to third. A dive. Safe. A triple.
Kansas City Royals baseball brought to you in part by Skeeter Barnes of Kearney on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with some isolated storms possible. Otherwise, look for high around 90 with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, some isolated storms are possible, the low around 66. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Peace.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, where the Nebraska Women's Amateur Golf Association's match play tournament continuing at the Kearney Country Club. 15 folks are in the championship flight. Then they have a whole lot of other folks, and a lot of them are from this area. And they have what they call the NWAGA Challenge, Nebraska Women's Amateur Golf Association Challenge. It's kind of a team deal they have out there. But it's the 15 players that are going in the championship flight. So they qualified yesterday. Sue Marchese, who's won 17 state titles of various titles in her career, shot a 2-over-73. So she was the medalist and earned the first round bye. Everybody else had to battle in the quarterfinals in the afternoon yesterday. Abby Bartlett of Grand Island down. Katie Kaiser of Gothenburg one up, so she's currently playing Marchese. Kayla Kanopic of Papillion is taking on Jane Pullman of Omaha. Pullman beat Sarah Wissing, the UNK golfer from Hastings, two up. J.C. Stevenson of Grand Island, a 7-6 winner. She's taking on Julie Hall of Norfolk. Hall defeated Michelle Kluver of Donovan, 5-4. Armana Christensen of Omaha was a winner over Shelby Stone of St. Paul, 6-5, and she is taking on Ann Robertson of Columbus currently at this hour. Then they'll turn around in the semifinals and get going a little bit after 1 o'clock. Not totally sure if our little rain shower this morning got them out a little bit later than the anticipated 8 o'clock start time or not. Then tomorrow, sectional qualifying for the Nebraska Amateur Championship will be going on at Meadowlark, and they've got something like 48 players trying to get 20 spots or 43 players trying to get 24 spots. It's a whole bunch. They started qualifying yesterday. And we're going to talk a little golf here on the show. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. And trying to make it to Kearney so that he can watch the Michael Jackson Memorial this morning is Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. Good morning, Stu.
I guess that'd be a thriller, right?
Leave the bad puns to us, paper people.
Okay.
Stuart is en route.
Best I can do on Tuesday, okay?
He's en route to come cover a little golf this week at Kearney. And, Stu, I guess let's jump into that. Then we'll go to some of the other things. We were talking some all-star activities, Shrine Bowl's coming up, and it won't be long till we're into that. But there are a couple of events going on in Kearney this week at the Country Club with the women's match play, and they have hosted stroke play, match play, junior tournaments before. And Meadowlark Hills is a favorite place to qualify for the Nebraska Amateur. Are Kearney's golf courses and are the Tri-Cities golf courses getting, I guess, attention, or are they just getting their due because it's their time?
Well, I remember covering the state stroke play at Kearney. I think it was about 1995. Don't want to, you know, date poor Elizabeth Behensky Lydia, but I think she won it on her 21st birthday, so way back when. But, no, Meadowlark certainly is one of the better public courses in the state. You know, it's on the Play the West package tour, and you know, I just think that Central Nebraska is kind of the gateway to what's out there in the Sandhills.
Okay, Stu, another question we brought up to start the show off today is Hastings being forgotten a little bit, where we think Lachlan is one of the premier country clubs, and they have not hosted one of these for a while.
Well, you have to remember that in a lot of cases, the club has to be willing to host the event.
Yeah.
And send out the invite to the Nebraska Golf Association and the Nebraska Women's Golf Association. And they've had a change in the guard over there, and they've got some new facilities, and they've, I think, did some work on the course over the past year. So maybe in another year or two, they're going to feel that they're ready to show everything off.
Stu Pospisil joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Omaha World Herald. Not only is he the prep sports editor, but he's on the golf beat as well. And, of course, Dottie Bowman, who just went into the Hall of Fame, you know, one of the main reasons. I know there's some other ladies out at the country club, but they are the driving force behind getting some of these events to the country club, especially on the women's side. Stuart, John Hurley tearing things up, the young Sajovic boy doing some very good things. Those are two people that don't have Omaha at the end of their as their address, and I bring that up because it seems like finally maybe we're starting to see some people outside of Omaha and just that sprinkling of Lincoln champions we've had actually start to do well in some of the state men's tournaments, match play, stroke play, whatever the case may be.
Well, and I think we've had that to a degree, you know, through the years, you know, as far as, you know, you've had the Nathan Lashley's, and, you know, Chad Lydiot played a year on the Nationwide Tour, and Steve Friesen's on the Nationwide right now. And, you know, I would say, honestly, junior golf in Omaha probably is not very strong, you know, for a city our size. And, you know, our paper tries to help things out, and we sponsor junior events. But, you know, I don't know what it is, if it's just mainly the club activity in Omaha, or, you know, the public golf sector and junior golf isn't producing a whole lot. But getting back to, you know, the Sajovics and the Hurleys, it's exciting to see. I personally think that John Hurley is capable, with continued improvement, maybe being the best golfer to come out of the state since Johnny Goodman.
That is high praise for the blonde bomber out of O'Neill, who won the state match play, who won the national championship going to Texas A&M. Level of play right now, just a couple more golf questions before we move on, Stu. Level of play overall in the state. I mean, Kearney is hosting the state high school boys. We've seen some of the girls in Grand Island. Not just high school kids or college kids, but our amateurs right now across the state. Where is it continuing to improve, I guess?
I think on the guys' side, it just continues to get better. What we're starting to see, too, are, you know, people like Richard Schneider from West Point. You know, there's entries from Takeman and Finkelman, and you name it, a spot on the map, and you've got somebody, you know, in contention, at least, you know, trying to qualify through the Nebraska amateur process this year. And I think that's great to see, that it's not just coming out of the country club sets in the Omaha, Lincoln, you know, Tri-City area, that, you know, any place there's a golf course, you're developing some good golfers. What's disappointing is, on the ladies' side, only 15 in the championship flight out here. You know, I don't know if it's the economy, if it's the fact that, you know, the tournament was only 2 weeks after, or 3 weeks after the state stroke play in Lincoln. Whether it is geography, but I was disappointed that there weren't more from the central area that signed up for it, at least in the championship flight. And, you know, I don't know. I think there's a reluctance among women to play match play, and that's probably the best form of golf, best format of golf for anybody who's not a scratch golfer, male or female.
Absolutely. Pick it up. Move on
right.
to the next hole.
Move on next hole. You lose one hole. You're not putting an eight down on the scorecard.
Stu, okay, well, that kind of answers my next question. I was going to say, you know, is there a dark horse out there, or one of these favorites going to win again? Well, they're pretty much all favorites at the top of this, the leaderboard.
Well, yeah, you know, the eight gals that played this morning, you had a mix of collegians, and then, you know, in the 40s and 50s range. You know, Julie Hall from Norfolk's been a steady competitor all these years, Jane Pullman. Just hit 50 a couple of years ago. She's won three straight senior titles on the state level. But there, you know, what you're missing are those in the 20s and 30s, you know, post-college. And a lot of that is, you know, mommy track or business track. And we are seeing some of that on the men's side, too, where you're seeing guys that are sitting out for a while because they've got either business responsibilities or they're coaching or watching their kids' games.
Michelle Kluver, where are you?
She played.
Oh, thank God.
Once again, Tony paying attention to the show today.
Shot a good 80 in the qualifying. I think that was about 7th or 8th. And then I haven't talked to her, but Julie Hall's right there, too. So, you know, in match play, anything can happen. You get on a low roll. That's why nothing would surprise me coming out of these morning matches out there.
Finally, last golf question, Stu. Does Sue Marchese get her due for what she's done? I mean, 17 times she's won a state women's event, whether it be match play, stroke play, and there was a lot of young guns that kind of came through there in the last decade, but she's still right there and had the low round yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's made the cover of Golf Week, which is a national publication, and I think you tend to forget how consistent she's been over the past 25 to 30 years. And, you know, I'm 47, she's 48, but it seems like she's been around, you know, just been a part of the golf scene forever. And I would say she is probably, along with Lucille Mann, two of the top handful of women's golfers the state has produced, state amateurs. You know, Sarah Sassy certainly has to be ranked very high in that category. And, of course, Val Skinner, who turned pro and won six times.
Stu, moving on from that, the Shrine Bowl is coming up. I think we've kind of beat that down, that not all of the state's best are in it, and maybe this isn't the best year for seniors, but it's still going to be a pretty good ball game. They've made some tweaks to that thing. We've already seen a good amount of all-star games, whether it be football, basketball, whatever the case may be. And before too long, the end of the month, the Coaches Association will have their all-star volleyball and basketball and softball. What's some summer news on the high school scene here that maybe folks should know about that might have slipped through the cracks since Memorial Day?
I was just happy that we didn't have all-star games last week, and that was only because it was the 4th of July. Boy, does it seem like it goes on and on and on. And, you know, I remember a couple, 3 years ago, Wade Bunch from Cambridge, I think, played in 7 between football and basketball.
That sounds right.
You know, I mean, it's nothing for the graduating seniors to do, but, you know, to me, do they really become special? You know, or you know, by the time you get to the Shrine Bowl, are some of these kids burned out if you've played, if you're an 8-man player and you've played in the West Nebraska All-Star football game, then you play in the 8-man, then maybe you've played in the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man. You know, the Shrine Bowl could be your 4th football game of the summer.
Well, a lot. But, yeah, it's and we've talked about that before. There's a lot. I guess there's a lot of opportunities out there, and everybody wants to have the best athletes, so I know it kind of pulls them in a lot of directions. It's never too early to think about the fall. What's the story as we go into fall here going to be?
You know, I just looked at our sheets yesterday. I did something different in conjunction with Bob Jensen of the Huskerland Prep Report and Riley Jane, my contemporary over at the Lincoln paper, and we combined our forces and put out an electronic football form way back in February, mainly to help Bob out. But it's been very useful for us as far as being able to prepare and, you know, gain input from coaches on who they think the top teams are going to be especially. And, you know, a lot of people are pointing towards Aurora as having the capability of repeating in Class B. And, you know, to be back-to-back in Class B does not happen very often, but it would be the second time in or third time, I think, this decade. Because you'd have McCook, and then you'd have Crete, and then Aurora if it would happen. They certainly have the makings up front with Nebraska recruit Andrew Rodriguez.
July 7th, are you? I wanted one team that you tell me will be a state champion in football. On July 7th, will you say it's Aurora?
No. Gotta go with the old standby guys.
Howells. Yeah. That was a whole. That was like putting the ball on the tee for a 5-foot fence. That was a good one there. That was an easy one. Stuart, we will see you in Kearney hopefully later this afternoon. Okay, bud.
Sounds good, guys.
Appreciate the time, Stu Pospisil, golf. At, you know, whatever they call him at the newspaper, but he's the press sports editor and a golf guru as well. We didn't even get into the Cox Classic, which we talked about on the show last week as well. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, and we'll take a break and do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Mark says, saw something Friday night that I thought I would never see in my lifetime. The combination of the holiday weekend, fireworks after the game, Buck Night, and Zach Greinke pitching produced a sold-out Royals game. Daddy?
Cool. Well, I think, you know, you're starting to see some interest, especially the stadium, and hey, you throw in the fireworks, that gets a lot of people out, but you're starting to see a commitment to the team financially, but then the players get to step up and play, and we'll see. Maybe continue on this roll towards the All-Star break, get back in, and only 8 games back.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a little Nebraska sports talk from the Huskers after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Man, you should have seen the traffic this morning.
It gets worse every year, doesn't it? And you know, that's got to be tough on your engine.
Tough commutes are tough on your engine, which is why the guys I know recommend Quaker State. Quaker State bonds to metal surfaces for 2 times better wear protection.
Twice the wear protection, huh? Sounds exactly like what our listeners need.
Even better, check this weekend's paper for $5 off any Quaker State oil change or 5-quart purchase.
Quaker State, real, durable oil.
Based on Sequence 4A test using SAE 5W30 oil. You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
You know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
He'd driven that same gravel road since he was 15. We talked about wearing seatbelts. I was sure he always did. And when they knocked on the door to tell us about the accident, they said he wasn't buckled up.
Motor vehicle crashes remain the leading cause of death for 15 to 20-year-olds. Statistics show wearing your seatbelt increases your odds of surviving a crash by up to 50%.
I told him to wear his seatbelt.
Do what your mother says. Buckle up every time you get behind the wheel.
Sponsored by the Nebraska State Patrol in conjunction with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with some isolated storms possible. Otherwise, look for high around 90 with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, some isolated storms are possible with a low around 66. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Have some updates from the Kearney Country Club. We're down to the quarterfinals in the Nebraska Women's Match Play Championship. Sue Marchese defeats Abby Bartlett of Grand Island 5-4 to advance on to the semifinals. Kayla Knopik defeats Jane Pullman 2-up. So Marchese and Knopik will go this afternoon. And then J.C. Stevenson, another big win, unofficially 7-6 for the second straight day. Stevenson over Julie Hall. And she will take on Ann Robertson, who beat Armana Christensen 3-2. So you've got the state pretty well represented, a couple Omahans, and then you've got a couple from Grand Island and Columbus going on. They'll tee off after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Let's do some Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll take them off the air today. If you've not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. It's grilling time, folks. You're coming off the 4th of July. You know how fun it was. Get the job done with a $25 gift card at Troutman's Quality Meats. Well, we're just a week away. We've been talking a lot of golf. We're just a week away from the British Open. The last four British Opens, the last four have been won by Tiger Woods and Padraig Harrington. Who was the last person not named Padraig or Tiger to win the British Open? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. First correct caller will pick up a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats.
Lumpy chimes into the Dent Popper inbox, Doug. Would you guys quit playing the Michael Jackson music? He's a pediatrician. Okay. Wrong word, Lumpy, and that's your opinion. It was never proven.
It's not even funny. Nebraska finished 31st in the Division I Director's Cup All-Sports Standings. Guess who won that? You know, Grand Valley State always wins Division II. This school always wins Division I. I guess I could ask that as a trivia question. But
Florida?
No.
Where's Florida at?
Third.
Texas?
Sixth.
Really? Ohio State?
Tenth.
We're just going to keep going.
Well, no. 10, Ohio State. 9, LSU. Virginia, 8th. Lacrosse, something. California, 7th. Texas, 6th. Michigan, 5th. Southern California, which you didn't guess, 4th. Florida, 3rd. North Carolina, 2nd. And winning the award for the 15th time in school history, Stanford, number 1.
What?
You know, they got you know, water polo and all that kind of stuff that they dominate out, men's volleyball. Stanford wins it. Nebraska's best finish ever, 1997, when they were 4th. Their worst, 32nd in 2004, but they've been 31st the last 2 years. So Nebraska's average finish right around 17th. So other Big 12, Texas A&M was 13th. Oklahoma was 29th, and that was with two great basketball teams and football teams. So it just shows you that they don't overweigh the core sports. Baylor, 33rd, Oklahoma State, 35th, and Missouri,
36th. Wait a minute. 36. Baylor's 33rd, and we're 31st.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Get rid of that.
We got a winner. We got a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We got a winner. The last person to win the British Open, not named Padraig or Tiger.
I have no idea.
Todd Hamilton.
Wow. I have no idea.
In the Ben Curtis, Todd Hamilton run. Yeah. Todd Hamilton. Who got that looked up on the computer in time? Jeff from Kearney. Congratulations to Jeff. $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats.
Big 12 preview starts tomorrow, Doug. Woo! Said to be joined by Scott Wright, Oklahoma State, from the Daily Oklahoman.
So Oklahoma State football is our start of our Big 12 in 12 days. Also, Doug Koster will be in studio to preview the Miss Basketball Tournament. 64 teams rolling in again, and a lot of coaches from every level of basketball, Division I all the way down to NAIA and JUCOs, and everybody will be here. So we'll talk to those folks tomorrow. And tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're giving away. We got three people qualified today for the golf tournament out at Meadowlark Hills coming up next Monday at 10 a.m. for the Nebraska Children's Home. So that's coming up, and we're going to give that away tomorrow.
No, I'm going to do it. We're going to qualify two more right now. 1-888-455-3776. Right now, when the music ends, we're qualifying two more. We got to get more people qualified. I like it. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Thanks, Brent Heinrich, Stu Pospisil, for joining us on the show today.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.